السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Once again, with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have gathered for the majlis of zikr and tawbah. Nabiyya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a hadith reported by Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَادِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. When you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze to your heart's content. When you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze to your heart's content. The Sahaba Kiram asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Wama Riyadul Jannah? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what is the garden of Jannah? Regarding which you are advising us, exhorting us, that when we pass by, then we must graze to our heart's content. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Hilaq wa zikr. They are the gatherings of zikr. Gathering for the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those are the gardens of paradise. So just as green pasture, if there is somewhere, and the animal also is hungry. And now the animal found green pasture. So we have seen so many times that if that animal goes away into the wrong farm and starts grazing because there's green pasture there, so the owner of that farm is beating that animal, but it still keeps grazing as much as it can. It'll take the hiding and the beating, but it'll keep on grazing until it is chased out. And if it is belonging to the owner, if it is in the farm belonging to the owner, then of course it will keep on grazing and enjoying that green pasture. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that these gatherings of zikr, these halaqas of zikr, they are the pastures of the gardens of Jannat. So when you pass by them, then graze to your heart's content. That means take advantage of it. Don't be deprived of the blessings of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that descends upon the gatherings of zikrullah. Of course, zikrullah has got a very wide meaning. Gatherings of deen, gatherings of zikr, whatever it makes, make the best of it, because they are the gardens of paradise. And in the garden of paradise, there is going to be no depression, no pain, no problem, no difficulty, no hardship. Nothing but enjoyment. So if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that these are the gardens of paradise, then if a person with concentration, with deep meditation, with deep reflection, if the person participates in such kind of gatherings, then it is the experience of large numbers of people that at least during that period of time that that gathering of zikr takes place, the person forgets all his worries, he forgets all his pain, he forgets all his problems, and he does not even remember that he is a sick person or he's got some other difficulties. So that is just a slight effect of the real garden of paradise. Of course, we cannot have the real garden of paradise here in this world. Otherwise the person will never ever leave that garden. Then he will sit there all the time. Then he'll forget about his wife, his children, his business, his properties and his commitments. He will forget that he has to care for the old and for the needy and for the poor. And he has to take care of so many other responsibilities and obligations, because he will enjoy those gardens so much that he won't like to leave that garden. So in this world we have different commitments. So therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not want us that we must be sitting there all the time. But to bring some life into our dead souls, it is this zikrullah. It brings some life into our dead souls. The more zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that the person makes, as long as it is controlled and the person does not go unguided, then it will bring life into that dead heart. Because ghaflat is our sickness, ghaflat, that is our major sickness. Negligence, indifference, unconcern that there is an akhirat, that there is a day of judgment, there is a hereafter. Unconcern that death will overcome each and every one of us. We also go by the same slogan, enjoy life, because it is very short. So somebody said, enjoy life because it is short. So what did that mean? That meant that for those people who disbelieve, for them it meant that commit as much zina as you want. Drink as much wine as you can consume. And enjoy as much porn films and filthy magazines as you can. And give as much pleasure to the eyes and to the ears and to the tongues and to the hands and feet and heart and mind of the evil kind. That is what it meant. Life is short, so enjoy yourself. As Hazrat Khaja Hasan, Khaja Azizul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. So I mentioned this in some other majlis also, that he says, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever you have to do, because after that there's going to be death. But there are two people, one is a believer and the other is a disbeliever. So for the believer that means that do as much good as you can, because at the end of the day there's going to be death. And then you are going to be either rewarded or punished. So therefore this life which is short, do as much good deeds as you can. That is what it means. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. And for the disbeliever it means that do as much, or commit as much sins as you can, as much haram, indulge in it as you can. Because one day you're going to die and turn to dust, and they don't believe in resurrection and day of judgment. So they say you're going to turn to dust. So your 20 years, 50 years, 100 years of life, make the best of it, enjoy yourself, and then die like an animal and turn to dust. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to give us an enjoyment in this world also and an enjoyment in the Akhirat. But the enjoyment of this world is within the parameters of Sharia. And the enjoyment in the Akhirat, in Jannat, is unlimited enjoyment. There is no restriction at all. So these gatherings of zikr are to bring some soul, some life into our dead souls, to bring some life. We just cannot seem to get that courage and the himmat and the strength to give up sins. So we get a little bit of courage by means of these type of halaqats of zikr. Halqas of zikr. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts a little bit of light into our hearts and gives us a bit of himmat and courage. One person told me just now before the Isha Salat, he says, Maulana, that reply in your letter which you gave, it solved my problem. He says, I was having a problem about getting up for Fajr Salat and I asked you for some wazifa, and your reply, ke susti ka ilaj chusti. Susti ka ilaj chusti. That if you are lazy, then the cure for laziness is to get active. Wazifas won't solve this problem. Because if I give you a wazifa, then tomorrow you will write that, Maulana, that wazifa became qaza. So now give me some wazifa so that I don't make qaza of my wazifa. And then the next day that became qaza. So then we give you another wazifa. Then you will be reading one whole tasbih of wazifas. So for this, there's himmat, courage. You've got to take the courage, you've got to put the alarm clocks, and as I always say, that if the person's alarm clock is close to his bed, then what he will do is he'll switch it off and finish. He'll go back to sleep. So keep it a little distance from the bed and put two alarm clocks. And if on the one side the hearing is a bit poor, then keep it on the other side where the hearing is good. Otherwise the person will say, I didn't hear it because the alarm clock was on the left side and I don't hear very well through my left ear. So make himmat and find a solution to the problem. Get up. And then I only gave him one simple example. I said, if your Hajj flight, and it's the first Hajj you are making, and it's Farz Hajj, and you are looking forward to it all the years of your life, and your Hajj flight is at 3 o'clock in the morning, or 4 o'clock in the morning, will you sleep? Or will you say that, no, well, I'll take my time and I'll get to the airport. The flight is leaving at 4 o'clock, so I will make it there by about 4:15. The person will be there. He knows that the gates will close by that time. So he will make sure that he's there a couple hours before time. And that whole night there will be excitement. And that person, even if he is falling asleep, he will tell somebody, please make sure that you get me up. I must not be left asleep. So what is it that makes that person make it for his flight, even if it is 3 o'clock in the morning? And especially those who are international travelers, frequent travelers, then sometimes they are catching a flight 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 3 o'clock, sometimes midnight. Different times. But we hardly get many people missing their flights because they were fast asleep. Do you get lots of people, they miss their flights? Why? Because they were fast asleep. From South Africa, all those passengers who are going London, America, Canada, here, there. Find out from the airlines that how many people miss their flight because they were fast asleep. So make himmat. This is not wazifa. Now at that time the person won't sit and read wazifa. He will make an effort to get to the airport. So because there's that concern that I must not miss that flight, so we must have even more concern that I must not miss the flight of salat. Because that salat takes me direct to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this salat takes me to Canada and America and England. But this salat will take me from the arsh to the, from the farsh to the arsh. AC flight hai. Wow, that is. So himmat. Susti means laziness. Chusti, become active. Make an effort. He says that example was sufficient. And this whole week now he's not missing his Fajr Salat. So that is all that is required. Our sickness is ghaflat. Ghaflat is that hen which is laying all the other eggs. Ghaflat is that hen which is laying all the other eggs. All the other sicknesses and diseases of the heart, spiritual sicknesses, are coming because of ghaflat. So zikrullah polishes the heart, removes the rust from the heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of doing things which are pleasing to Him and staying away from that which is haram and forbidden. At the end of the day, the recipients of all the rewards and benefits are we ourselves. Doesn't benefit Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in any way. The night is very cold. And let's get down to let's warm up our hearts with the naat of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And I mentioned that this Naat Sharif, one friend of mine dreamt that I was reading it at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and a voice was heard from behind the screen that you have fulfilled the desire of the author of this Naat, Hazrat Mawlana Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, of reading it at my Rauza Mubarak. Nabi Akram Shafi' Azam Dukhe dilo ka payam le lo Nabi Akram Shafi' Azam Dukhe dilo ka payam le lo Tamam dunya duniya ke hum sataye khade hue hain salaam le lo tamam duniya ke hum sataye khade hue hain salaam le lo. The Rosa Mubarak, you see, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been troubled by the whole world. Your Ummat, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been troubled by the whole world. Take our salam. Nabiya Akram, Shafi'a Azam, dukhe dilon ka payam le lo tamam duniya ke hum sataye khade hue hain salaam le lo shikasta kashti tez dara nazar se ropoosh hai kinara shikast kashti tez dara nazar se ropoosh hai kinara نہیں کوئی نا خدا ہمارا خبر تو عالی مقام لے لو نہیں کوئی نا خدا ہمارا خبر تو عالی مقام لے لو we don't even have a pilot to pilot the ship out of the storms. The ship is being battered from all sides. Passengers are in danger of drowning. Ship in danger of sinking. The ship is also in a dilapidated state and condition. And the shore also is far away from our sight and from our gazes. Shikasta kashti hetez dara nazar se ropoosh hai kinara nahi koi na khuda hamara khabar to aali maqam le lo nabiye akram شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو قدم قدم پہ اے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن falak bhi dushman zamana hum se hua hai badzan tum hi mohabbat se kaam le lo nabi akram Shafi'i-Azam Dukh-e-Dil-o-ka Payam Le-lo Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Hue Salam Le-lo تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے کبھی مذاقِ جفا ہے ہم سے کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے کبھی مذاقِ جفا ہے ہم سے تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو The skies have become our enemies. The earth has become our enemies. Our friends have become our enemies. The whole world seems to be the enemies of Islam. And your ummat, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bombarding from above. Throwing missiles. Bulldozing of homes. Firing of cannons, destruction of life and property of the Ummah. Tamam dunya khafa hai hum se khabar to khairul anam le lo Nabiye akram Shafi'i-Azam Dukh-e-Dil-o-ka Payam Le-lo Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Hue Hain Salam Le-lo تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو This picture of ourselves standing at the Rosa Mubarak and reading this Naat Sharif. یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain न कोई अपना न हम किसी के, ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं। न कोई अपना न हम किसी के, तुम अपने दामन में आज आका तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो, तुम अपने दामन में आज आका तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो, तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो। हा, व्हाट स्टेज हैव वी कम इन आवर लाइव्स, व्हाट पार्ट ऑफ हिस्ट्री वी आर इन, दैट नो वन इज आवर्स एंड नाइदर आर वी ऑफ एनी बेनिफिट टू एनी वन। The Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was sent for Amar bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar, so that we may be of benefit to mankind. We invite towards good, we prohibit and restrain people from evil, we guide people towards Sirat-e-Mustaqim. But when we ourselves are drowning in the ocean of vices and sins and evil, we are absolutely of no benefit to anybody in the ummah. Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain, na koi apna na hum kisi ke, तुम अपने दामन में आ जाका तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो, ये दिल में अरमा है अपने तैयब, ये दिल में अरमा है अपने तैयब, मजारे अक़दस पे जाके एक दिन, ये दिल में अरमा है अपने तैयब, मजारे अक़दस पे जाके एक दिन, सुनाऊं उनको में हाल दिल का, कहूं मैं उनसे सलाम ले लो। ये दिल में अरमा है अपने तैयब, मजारे अक़दस पे जाके एक दिन, सुनाऊं उनको मैं हाल दिल का, कहूं मैं उनसे सलाम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो, तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो। ऐ मेरे दाता, ऐ मेरे मालिक, ऐ मेरे मौला, ऐ मेरे वाली, ऐ मेरे दाता, ऐ मेरे मालिक, ऐ मेरे मौला, ऐ मेरे वाली, शाहनशाहे दो आलम तू है, सबसे तेरी सरकार है आली, शान तेरी हर आन नई है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली, वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली, शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई, शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
Allah, 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 Allah.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa barik wa sallim اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ اے اللہ اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ مرسیفل کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس یا اللہ ہم بھکاری بن کے تیرے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلائے وی ہیو اسپریڈ اور ہینڈز آؤٹ لائک بیگرز او مائی بلوڈ اللہ ان ڈیڈ وی آر بیگرز بفور یو او اللہ وی آر ناٹ ایکسٹینڈنگ اور ہینڈز فار بیگنگ بفور ہیومن بیگز یا اللہ وی ایکسٹینڈنگ دم بفور یو او مائی بلوڈ اللہ دا مور وی بیگ آف یو دا مور پلیزڈ اینڈ ہیپی یو بیکم O my beloved Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become displeased. Ey mere pyare Khuda, ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere pyare Allah. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. Oh Allah, we are extremely weak. And we acknowledge every weakness and shortcoming and sin of ours. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. From the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we committed, Ya Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We know that it is because of our sins that throughout the world, the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Ya Allah, no action of ours, oh my Allah, went without your knowledge. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. The moment we stepped into the cinemas or rave clubs or discos or any kind of haram place, the moment we went towards wine or women or drugs, Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. But how tolerant you are. How tolerant you are. Day and night we sin. We use your very bounties for your disobedience. And yet you give us so much to eat and drink and wear. Oh my beloved Allah, tu kitna pyara khuda hai, tu kitna pyara khuda hai. Mere Allah, tu hi hamara maabood hai, tu hi hamara maqsood hai, tu hi hamara masjood hai. Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh my Allah, there is no one for us besides you. We are not folding our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot avail us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are extending our hands before you. Our lives are in your control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, all treasures lie with you. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness, forgive us all. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay mere Rahim, Kareem Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, if you don't forgive us, then which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can go and beg? Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh Allah, if you have to reject us, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins and our persistence, ay mere Allah, that you tell us which other door is there that we can go and beg. Mere Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy from us. Ay Allah, shower your rahmat upon us. Ay Allah, shower your rahmat upon us. Ay mere pyare khuda, open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, forgive us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay mere pyare khuda, ay mere rahim, kareem Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. If you are ours, then our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Ay mere Allah, if you become ours, then everything will work in our favor. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be in our favor. Ay mere khuda, ay mere pyare Allah, tu halat ko badal de. Allah, halat ko badal de. Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty. Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Uhud. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Khandaq. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Fateh Makkah. Ay mere pyare Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Allah, unke halat ko badal de. Allah, we know that it is our weakness. Islam hasn't gone weak anyway in the world. We Muslims have become weak. Allah, our actions have become weak. Ya Allah, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. But who is there to throw a lifeline to us, oh my Allah, besides you? Mere Allah, who is there to pull us out of these waters besides you, oh my beloved Allah?
Ey mere pyare khuda, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have become engulfed with evil passions and desires. Our hearts are filled with malice, with jealousy, with greed, with envy, with pride, with arrogance. Ya Allah, we walk on the surface of your earth with pride and with arrogance. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے اے اللہ how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth how long are we going to indulge in sins and vices اے اللہ a day is going to come in our lives When our tongues will wag no more. When our eyes will see no more the filth that we are watching on the internet sites and on the television screens and on the cinema screens and on the streets and in the bazaars and at the airports and in the aeroplanes. Ya Allah, all the filth that we are watching with our eyes, a day is going to come when our eyes will only see the angels of death. Ya Allah, they will not be able to see the haram anymore. Our hands with which we commit so much of sins, we touch so much of evil with our hands. Ya Allah, we sign fraudulently on checks with our hands. Ya Allah, we punch and we hit and we pull the triggers without justification with our hands. Our hands will move no more. Our feet with which we walk to the cinemas and theaters and rave clubs and dance halls, Ya Allah, those feet will walk no more. We will be pushed backwards and forwards and from turn from right to left. And the water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies. Ya Allah, our clothes, if they are tight fitting, will be sliced with the scissors. Ay, very Allah, our false teeth will be removed. Rings will be removed from our fingers, watches from our wrists. Bangles and jewelry, oh my Allah, from the women. Ay Allah, no designer clothes will be left on our bodies. Just a garment of kafan will be put onto our bodies. Ay Allah, before that day comes, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah above our hearts and to put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Where Allah will be transported and put away into a grave. And tons of sand will be placed above us. Our family members and friends with whom we indulged in so much of sins. Ay Allah, they will leave us. But oh Allah, if you are with us, then our qabr will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. Ya Allah, we haven't charged our batteries. Our emergency batteries we haven't charged, oh my Allah. To light up in the grave. We haven't charged them with our amal of namaz and zakat and hajj and ibadat and akhlaq and muamlat and muasharat. Lekin mere Allah, aaj raat hum dil se tawbah karte. Allah, hum apne dil ki gehrai se tawbah karte. From the depths of our hearts, oh my Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness. Forgive our shortcomings, our sins, because you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. And especially when young, healthy, fit people, O Allah, turn towards you with repentance. You dearly love them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles from our path. Make us all yours and become ours. Ab to hamara banja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری میرے اللہ امت کے حالات کو بدل دے یا اللہ bless the امت with سکون bless the امت oh my beloved Allah with peace with prosperity with happiness with contentment with satisfaction یا اللہ protect their ایمان protect their اسلام protect their lives protect their properties protect their children یا اللہ bless us with a life of respect and honor and dignity A life of taqwa, a life of piety. Fill our hearts, O my Allah, with zuhud and qanaat. with the noor of ibadat and tilawat and zikr. May Allah light up our hearts. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty of yours. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in every bounty of yours. Do not seize and snatch away our ni'mats, O my beloved Allah, because of our sins. Allah, don't snatch away the bounties that you have showered upon us because of our sins. Ay, mere pyare khuda, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are amongst us, or they are in hospitals, or they are in homes or clinics, Ya Allah, so many people are paralyzed. So many people, oh my beloved Allah, are in the hospital beds, unable to move their hands, their feet, their heads. Ya Allah, so many people around the world, their hands are missing, their feet have been blown off, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, how much of your ihsan upon us that we are walking, we are talking, we are eating, we are drinking, we are seeing, we are hearing. Ha, my Allah, how much of your bounty is upon us. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Amen. We are suffering from spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, cure us of all our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, Ya Allah, bring them onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, keep them steadfast on Iman and Yaqeen. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Those who have gone on to drinks and vices and drugs and wine and women, Ay, Vere Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Give the parents the tawfiq to rid those homes of the evils that have crept into those homes, which are affecting and influencing the lives of the children. Ay, Vere Pyare Khuda, hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, tandarusti de, tera qurb de, teri marifat de, tera yaqeen de, teri zaat-e-aali ke saath aisa taluk, aisi. Ay, mere pyare Allah, aisa taluk naseeb farma ke nafs o shaitan tujhse dur na kar sake. Bless us with such a bond with you, my Allah, with such a bond with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, when two pages are stuck firmly with glue, and if we have to separate those pages, the pages will tear, but they will not separate. Let us be bounded with you, O my Allah. Give us such a bond with you that our hearts must tear, but we do not separate from you. Vere Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in a prostitute quarters, popping drugs in our mouth, watching some filthy film or reading some filthy porn magazine or glued to the filthy internet site. Ay, Vere Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we be in haram places? We don't know when he is going to strike. He sends no warning signs. Ay, Vere Allah, he does not inform before his coming. Then how can we be in places which bring your wrath and anger? Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us, oh my Allah, to the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the Rosa Mubarak, Ya Allah, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Hamari roo jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat. A death in a state that you are pleased with us. All those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill their graves with noor. Those who have lost their parents, wives, children, brothers, sisters, family members, or whoever in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away,
fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Rasul Paak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne 124,000 sahaba ke saath with 124,000 glorious shining stars of his, oh my Allah, each and every one of them with a purified heart, the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha, bataaf mein chal karke jo manga tha, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا, حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا, the duas that he made at the ملتزم, the duas that he made, oh my beloved Allah, behind the مقام ابراہیم, after drinking زمزم, on صفا and مروہ, in Mina, and in Arafat, how much my Nabi cried. How much my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. His ihram became wet with his tears. Ya Allah, all the duas that he made in Arafat and Muzdalifah and every other place, bless us with all the goodness that he asked. Bless our families with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the duas that we have made, Ya Allah, accept the duas. Qubool kar le. Mere Allah, qubool kar le. Mere pyare Allah, qubool kar le. Hum gande hain, سیاہکار ہے, برے گار ہے, ناپاک ہے, سب کچھ ہے, بندے تیرے ہیں, اے اللہ قبول کرنا, بندوں کی دعا اور کون قبول کرے گا میرے مولا, یا اللہ accept our دعاز, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں قبول کر, bless us with all the goodness that we ask and what we haven't been able to ask, یا اللہ you are well aware of all the good desires that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised their hands this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all those good desires. Ya Allah, jo bhi unki nek murade hai, usko pura kar. Unki jo bhi takleef, pareshani, gham hai, ya Allah, usko dur kar. Ya Allah, whatever depression, whatever hardship, whatever problem, whatever difficulty, anyone who has raised his hand this part of the night before you, Ya Allah, remove it with your fazl, with your ihsan, with your karam. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Gasht o taaleem ko qubool farma. Allah, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris, masajid, darul ulum. Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.